At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report. Backed by popular demand, we have a noted philanthropist, Gene Shapiroff, who wrote the book Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give. And it's a very quick read. It's very interesting and highly motivational. To tell you a little bit about Gene Shapiroff, she's a philanthropist considered to be at the vanguard of a new movement of modern philanthropists. Jean's philanthropy goes beyond financial contributions and includes the gifts of extensive time and knowledge. Through her work, she encourages and seeks to empower all individuals to become philanthropists so they can give, they can build the fulfillment of giving into others. Now let's talk a little bit about the true fulfillment achieved by embracing the spirit of giving. You write about this in your book. How rewarding, how fulfilling is philanthropy, Gene Shapiroff?
Brian, thank you very much for the interview. And giving is highly rewarding. They often say, and this is not just me saying this, that the giver receives more than the receiver. And when people volunteer their time, their knowledge, and then available resources, it's something, it's a feel-good experience. It makes you feel like you've done something worthwhile. Now, especially for people who may have extra time on their hands, getting involved in volunteering, maybe volunteering at a soup kitchen, becoming a volunteer fireman, or working at an animal shelter, or doing something makes you feel good. To see a smile on a child's face if you're serving as a mentor, all of this is so very, very important. Let's talk about the financial aspect. Mm-hmm. I highly believe that anyone who has financial resources has an obligation to give. We know that life is not created equal. We have very wealthy, we have middle class, and we have people that really struggle to survive and they live at or below the poverty level. Well, for the very wealthy or the wealthy and the middle class, I think it's important to do what you can, give what you can. Now, of course, you can't give to every single charity, but you can give to where you feel motivated to give and where there's a need. And I can go into that more or later to you, Brian.
Oh, you can tell us a little
yes.
about that.
So, for people that have large resources to give away, how do you choose where to give your money? Well, I always say, look for a cause that is of interest to you. Start with a cause. Do you want to find a cure for cancer? Are you looking for to improve the environment? Are you looking to improve the educational system, the healthcare system? What really interests you? Once you choose something that you're really interested in, then go look for a charity that appeals to you. Maybe they have a local branch where you live, or maybe it's a hospital, it may not be in your community, but maybe you love what they do. Maybe you're interested in healthcare. So after you choose a charity, go on the internet and learn all you can about them. Meet the players. Talk to the people in the development office. Ask for their annual report so that you can learn about what they do with their money and how they're spending it. That's very important. You don't want to give to a charity that's spending too much on overhead. Many charities, most charities are well run, but not all are well run. Next thing, for people with large amounts of money to give, it's important to find a cause that maybe is in dire need of help. Mm-hmm. Give where you can make a difference. That's called impact giving. If you have, say, 20, 30 million to give, which is a lot of money, give it where you can make impact. I would say if there's a school that needs to be built, a wing of a hospital, give it there. You get your name on a building, maybe. And even if you don't, that's not the point. What you want to do is give where there's a great need. Or maybe there's a charity that's helping orphan children who's about ready to close. They can't continue with the work because they don't have the money. Then give to that group. Do something where you can make impact. If you make impact, you're really going to feel good about what you're doing.
Now, you write in your book about giving is truly powerful. You talked about impact giving. What power do you have when you're giving? What influence, what participation, what strength do you have?
I believe that when people are givers, the world looks at them differently. They have a whole different attitude about them. There are many, many wealthy people now in this country and worldwide. The ones we really respect are the ones that give back to society. And with that giving back comes a better reputation. People look at you differently. They look at you as someone who not only has made money but cares about society. And you have a higher place in society, not just in social circles, but in business circles too. People want to start doing business with you. They like your portfolio, meaning they like what you do. You're not just about thinking about yourself and your family. You're thinking about others. And when you start thinking about others, you're on a whole different platform.
Very good. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, backed by popular demand, we have a philanthropist with us, Gene Shafiroff. We encourage all of our listeners, if you're listening in Buffalo, New York, or Montreal, or Washington, D.C., the book is Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give. Our guest today is Gene Shafiroff, and there's an introduction by Georgina Bloomberg. I believe she was the ambassador to Poland.
Georgina Bloomberg is a great animal activist, part of the Bloomberg family, one of the most influential philanthropic families in the United States.
Yeah, wonderful. I've met her in the White House with President Trump and the President of Poland, and she was there.
Oh, very interesting. She's a wonderful woman.
5 years ago. Yeah. She's done a lot, and she's made a big difference. If you're listening to us and you'd like to drop us a note, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. So Canadian and European listeners listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions. In the AMPO Legal newspapers and writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years, news and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans grocery stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9000. 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, Stanton Kolomar and Doug Duke with Cancer Alliance, and Brigadier General Anthony Tata, who also lives in Jupiter, Florida, where we're taping this program. A little bit more information about Gene Shapiroff. A volunteer fundraiser, leader, and spokesperson for several charitable causes. The spectrum of Gene's philanthropic work includes improving the lives of underserved populations, women's rights and well-being, health care, animal welfare, and resources for children in need, in addition to other causes. Our guest today, Gene Shapiroff, very well known in New York City, Long Island, and in the Palm Beaches in Florida as a philanthropist. Let's talk about philanthropy benefiting others around us and expanding our life experience. What doors does this open up, philanthropy?
Philanthropy, first off, if you get involved with a charity, first thing is you meet new people. And for many retired people, people living alone, or even younger people in new communities, meeting new people with similar values is very important, because the type of people that get involved in philanthropic causes are generally giving, caring, good people. People that are not interested in helping society, well, I don't know if those are the kind of people you really want to meet. So the first thing is you meet new people. Second, it opens up to you the number of problems in the world. Not that you want to learn about problems, but as someone who can help, you feel good about what you're doing when you get involved in a cause where you're helping lots of different people or animals. You feel good about it. So it's broadening your world. Third, many times you meet business leaders, because many business leaders are involved in philanthropy. So it opens up many new doors to new people, to new experiences, and often you learn a lot from the work you do. You learn about, oh, I don't know, how what's going on in a community. And if you get very, very involved, so you decide to go on the board of a charity, well, it's a responsibility, but it's a great responsibility, and you learn a lot from that. You can offer a lot too. I will say, if you want me to talk about board responsibility,
please,
I can go into that.
It's a very important.
Yes, you can get involved. I say to the listeners, you can get involved with a charity without going on the board. If you're asked to go on a board, the first question you should ask is, well, what does that entail? What are my responsibilities? And in very simple terms, there are the three G's of a board. You give, you get, or you get off. And what that means is,
if your heart is not in it, huh?
Well, you have to give your own resources.
Yes.
Then you should go out and get resources.
Right.
And that means raise a little money or make introductions to the board, introducing the board to people that might be interested. And then the last thing, get off, means that, well, if you're not interested in really what the board is about, in giving money, getting new people and getting resources into the board, well, then you probably shouldn't be on that board. Most boards have a financial give or get policy, meaning they want you to raise X amount of money or
right.
give X amount of money. And before you actually join a board, find out what that number is. If you join a high level board, that give or get is going to be a big number. In New York City and elsewhere, there are boards that require their board members to give $100,000+ or get $100,000
per year.
Yes. Now, there are exceptions, but then many other boards, the number is much lower. I don't want to discourage anyone from going on a board, but you're on a board, you've got to bring something to that board. That's what good members do. And of course, as a board member, you don't want to be a difficult person. You want to be someone that's easy to get along with and that has the same values as the charity. Now, you also, as someone looking at a board, you want to take a look at their financial statements. You want to make sure that that board is managing their money wisely before you even think about getting involved. Of course, as I said before, 98% of charities manage their money well. And why do they do that? Because the U.S. government doesn't require, but strongly encourages and strongly wants all charities to fill out a 990 form.
Right.
And that's just like the 1040 form that you have to fill out when you file your annual income tax. So most charities want to do the right thing, and they want to use their money wisely. You want that charity that you're looking at to spend most of their money on programs. So this is just in a nutshell a little bit about boards. But getting on a board is exciting. You get to make decisions. You see changes made, and you're a change maker once you get on a board. So I encourage people who have the ability and who have the interest to get on a few boards, few charity boards, and see what it's just exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's a little bit like being on a corporate board. A charity has to be run like a business.
Right.
I always say a charity is managing other people's money. If you work for a money, same situation. It's not your money, it's other people's money that you're managing, and that money is going to programs, so you have to be very careful with that money. It's other people's money that's been donated. A lot of times the governments give money to different charities, and then any charity that receives government funding, and I serve on many boards that receive government funding, those charities are generally under a microscope, meaning that they are really carefully scrutinized for how they use the money that's coming into them. And I think that's important to know.
I've had the pleasure of working with two great philanthropists, John Katsimatidis, whom you know, and
yes,
his wife Margot, who are
yes,
highly philanthropic, particularly for Greek causes in the Greek Orthodox Church, and John Castle, who headed the refurbishing of St. Patrick's Cathedral and raised $50 million for that. So I feel very touched that I am close to these people because they give back so much. Administrative costs. When does it draw the line where a charity is not being well run when they have too high administrative costs, too much staff, too much compensation for staff? How do you analyze that?
Yes, well, generally speaking, a charity should not have overhead of more than 30%, meaning of their annual expenses, 30% should be overhead. Now, there are exceptions. Exceptions would be for a charity in the arts, for example, a ballet company,
right,
or an opera company where they're putting on performances every year, and then they give a big gala. Well, then their expenses are generally going to be higher than the 30%. Also, a charity that is intensely involved in services, and what they do is really provide services, and depending, I'm not an accountant, but depending on how those expenses of hiring people are put on the books, it could be higher than 30%. Also, smaller charities, if they hire one person, well, if their annual budget is $100,000 and they hire one person, they have to give them a salary. So
right.
I think, but the larger charities the expenses should really not be more than 30%, and in many cases they're only 10%.
You know, that's like the United Way is usually around that or less.
Yes, and that's because they may have an annual budget of $100 million.
Right.
Or I can think of charities that have budgets of $300 million and their expenses may only be about 8%, because it's a smaller... they raise so much money. 8% of 100 million is, well, it's 8 million. So, but they have to be careful with overhead, all charities. And I think it's important for anyone looking at a lot of money to take a good look at what the overhead is.
We're learning a great deal from Gene Shafiroff, noted philanthropist in New York State and in Florida. She gives back so much to her community. We admire her for that. Again, the book is Successful Philanthropy, an Inspirational and Practical Guide to Giving, How to Make a Life by What You Give by Gene Shafiroff, with an introduction by Georgina Bloomberg. It's an exciting book. It really makes you feel good learning about how all this giving improves our quality of life. A little more information about Gene Shafiroff. She serves on the boards of New York City Mission Society, New York Women's Foundation, French Heritage Society, Couture Council, Museum of the Fashion Institute of Technology, Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services, a lady who gives back to her community. If you're listening in Syracuse, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520 Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. You write in your book about giving hope to others with charity, and you're really doing God's work. What hope do you provide by giving to others in need?
Yes, when you help another human being, of course you give them hope. You're improving their lives. You're making their lives easier when you give to others. And when you give, of course you provide hope, because you're changing the outcome of their lives. And hope is a very important virtue, and without hope, life becomes very difficult. And I don't know if you know this, Brian, but I have over 1.2 Instagram followers. My handle is at Gene Shafiroff, and my handle is all about...
Repeat that again, please.
At Gene Shafiroff, and I can spell my name.
Please.
It's at JeanShafiroff. I try to make my post and my reels fun. They're about fashion, they're about philanthropy, they're about positivity, and a little bit about my life. I'm very interested in family values. My family likes to be a little bit under the radar, so I can't really put them out there, but family's very important to me, as it should be to everyone. Friends are very important to me, and having a very positive outlook on life, because with a positive outlook on life, everything becomes easier. Success becomes easier. Relationships become easier. And I always say, this is part of philanthropy, be a kind person. And you know what? If all my interviewing of people on my TV show, you mentioned John Catsimatidis before.
A wonderful man.
Wonderful man. The one person I interviewed, when I said, what advice do you give to others? Who said be a kind person, the one person who said this was John Catsimatidis. And with all his success, with all his billions, he was the only person who said be a kind person. And maybe that's why he is where he is today, because he is in fact a very kind person.
He's also
I know
very
him very
brilliant
well
also.
Brilliant, of course. But for most people who want to be a success, I always say there are different elements, and this is part of philanthropy. The elements of success are hard work, honesty, kindness, and then giving back. And if you maintain a lifestyle of honesty, hard work, kindness, caring about others, chances are you'll be a great success.
Let's talk about the importance of volunteers, and we have about 4 minutes left on the Rusk Report as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada. Let's talk about the importance of joining an organization as a volunteer and being a part of a very important team. If it's a hospital, a college, a religious group, volunteerism, why is this so important, Jean Shafiroff?
Yes, well, if you trace the history of charity in the United States is built on volunteerism, meaning people since the beginning of the start of our country all volunteered. I happen to be on one board, Mission Society of New York City. This charity is over 200 years old. People were volunteering way back then. Volunteerism is part of the culture of the United States. It's becoming more widespread around the world. I'm involved in that mission to spread the word. I'm being interviewed by publications all over the world right now, but volunteering is key to what a country can and cannot achieve. We have volunteers, volunteer firemen, volunteer police officers, we have volunteer researchers in labs. We have so many different types of volunteers. They are crucial to the future of the United States and really of the world. So I encourage people, you have a little extra time, get involved with your children's schools. Do a little volunteer work there. If your son is on a Little League team, volunteer to help out there. Do what you can because you're going to feel good if you do. And, you know, a little goes a long way. Never forget your importance and your ability to make change and to create a positive outlook. And I encourage everybody to volunteer. I do tremendous amount of volunteer fundraising and volunteer work for different charities. Most of my volunteer work is done by chairing big galas, hosting a lot of parties that I underwrite, that I do in my homes. It's work that I love. I love people. I can't tell you how fulfilling it is. It is beyond fulfilling.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Again, we encourage all of our listeners in 17 states and much of Canada to get a copy of this book, An Inspirational and Practical Guide to Giving, Successful Philanthropy, How to Make a Life by What You Give, by Jean Shafiroff, our guest, backed by popular demand on the Rusk Report. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us once again, author and philanthropist Jean Shafiroff.
And thank you very much, Brian, for this interview. And I just want to say to all of your listeners, believe in yourself and you can achieve. Go out there and get involved in a cause, get involved in philanthropy, and you will see a great change in your life, because when you give, you get, and you receive the highest of rewards. It's a feel-good experience and a very enriching experience. Thank you very much.
You've enlightened us and motivated us greatly. Thank you, Jean Shafiroff. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.